Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
City of Anchorage has backtracked on a promise to purchase a hotel and convert it into a homeless shelter and resource center. The city announced that change Wednesday involving its plan to purchase the America's Best Value Inn and Suites property because of the costly repairs and mandatory upgrades the refurbishment would entail. Officials in Anchorage said that during the due diligence process, they found the building would need extensive repairs and upgrades to its elevators, stairwells, plumbing, and electrical systems. City officials also said repairs to its exterior and roof were needed. Acting Mayor Austin Quinn Davidson says the municipality remains committed to the promise to Anchorage residents to conduct a thorough due diligence process and only proceed with acquisitions that make sense. She continued, "The need for additional shelter and housing infrastructure is inescapable and will address that need with prudence." The city planned to purchase the inn and three other properties to combat homelessness. Anchorage finalized the purchase of the Best Western Golden Lion Hotel earlier this month, saying it would be converted into a drug and alcohol treatment center. The municipality said it used $15 million from selling its electric utility to make the purchase. The city assembly also allocated $12.5 million in federal coronavirus relief funds to purchase the America's Best Value Inn and Suites, Beans Cafe Soup Kitchen, and another pending location. Some residents and lawmakers criticized the city's plans to combat homelessness and drug addiction by using federal coronavirus relief money. Some of those critics also said converting the facilities would increase crime and lower property values. A women's prison that just confirmed three coronavirus cases last week now reportedly has more than 100 cases. The Hill and Mountain Correctional Center reported 109 active cases of the virus Monday. The State Department of Corrections said the prison can house about 400 inmates. Randy McClellan, a correctional officer at the women's prison, said the prison has been on lockdown since the new cases were reported. He said communal meals, recreation, or any programs that the prison inmates want to participate in or religious services are all affected by the outbreak. He says it is now very limited. He also says the prison can't get visitors and they're essentially cut off from everything because of that outbreak, saying it is very unfortunate. McClellan, who serves as president of the Alaska Correctional Officers Association, expresses worry that the lockdowns have negatively affected the inmates and correctional officers' mental health, saying it creates an unsafe environment in the facilities. He says if the facility is unsafe for a correctional officer to work in, it's not safe for a prisoner to live in or to try to rehabilitate in. A number of inmates have already died from the coronavirus, while 22 have been hospitalized as a result of the virus, according to the Department of Corrections. A bald eagle that has been shot has survived with a broken leg and is being treated at a bird hospital. The eagle was rescued Tuesday after the manager of the Juneau Raptors Center received a report about an injured bird in a person's yard. It is illegal to harm bald eagles under the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act of 1940 unless a permit from the Secretary of the Interior is provided. Violating that law can result in up to $100,000 in fines for individuals and $200,000 in fines for organizations, along with up to a year in prison for a first offense. Repeat offenders can be charged with a felony and be given increased penalties. Federal investigation has been launched because of the incident. The bird has been given pain medication before it was transported to the Alaska Raptor Center in Sitka, a bird hospital, according to the Juneau Empire. It's being reported that the eagle was in really good shape for this point in the winter. Passengers coming through Boston Logan Airport are describing their travel experience during the holiday weekend. Janie Hoffler traveled here to Alaska.
Actually, it's nice. You know, I got a whole row of seats to myself on the plane, so that was really nice. But no, I felt super safe the entire time. Everyone's wearing masks and all the protocols that they put into place. It was really great.
Nationwide, the TSA says a little under 1.3 million went through security Sunday, and that marked the sixth time since December 18th that the number crossed the 1 million mark. This despite health officials warning against traveling and getting together with people outside of their household. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.